I think Nathan Wade has been the gift to many of us who have spent so much of our time evaluating and commenting on American jurisprudence, trying to make sense out of it, trying to make sense of it for and through people who have asked us, explain how this thing works. And Nathan Wade is the perfect example. Now, for lack of a better word, and this is not in an attempt to be cruel, Nathan Wade is a jadrool. I never thought he was that bright before, but this confirms and compounds and compounds and confounds everybody who's ever trying to make the case that he's really not an idiot. Because why he doesn't just let this go away and try and pray that it just doesn't ever foment, that nobody ever follows up on it. Because at best, or at least, depending upon how you look at it, he's committed perjury and multiple offenses that not only can subject him to criminal activity, but also get him bounced and get his ticket pulled as a lawyer. And this is something that I don't think anybody can really, truly grasp or understand. I don't think people can truly grasp this. In this latest, I guess, attempt at meeting with or discussing the matters with ABC, let's listen to what he said and break it down very specifically, very deliberately, very compartmentally, and very, well, methodically.
Workplace romances are as American as apple pie.
No earthquake. Workplace. That was an interesting pun. Workplace may indeed be as common as apple pie. That may be true. But in this particular case, this was the subject which did not even have to get to the point it did were you and Fanny to have just admitted this in the first place. Let me make sure you understand where I stand from this. I do not believe under the law, as far as the notion of conflict of interest, I don't think anybody's ever been able to explain or to allege that either he or Fanny, and don't give me this Fanny business, or that he or Fanny ever had a stake in the outcome or the stake in the prosecution at all. What I believe happened, what I believe, was that somebody who went too far and somebody got caught up and jammed up, and because of her obstinacy and her recalcitrance and her contumacy and her entitled arrogance, she said, nobody is going to tell me what I can and can't do. When all she had to do was say, yes, we're having an affair. Yes, we're having a torrid love affair. And yes, I hired him as my chief assistant. Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. It might be a violation of some Fulton County, not nepotism per se, but there might have been some other violation. But for purposes of this, there was nothing wrong. But no, she had to go, and she had to specifically, she had to go and lie because nobody tells Fanny what to do. And he got sucked up into this maelstrom of perjury.
Workplace romances are as American as apple pie. It happens to everyone. But it happened to the two of us.
Now, wait a minute. Now he said it did. Before he said he didn't. Remember when they had the cellular phone tracking devices? Remember that when they said, well, you were here? He goes, oh, I don't know what this is about. I don't know. What tracking? Well, how do you know I went to her place? How do you know where I was? You merely could tell that I was in the vicinity of where she was living or staying at the time. Not that I was there engaged in any type of torrid activity, even though others were saying even had an extra garage door opener. I mean, this was again. Now he's saying what he denied before. And then we're getting the dates wrong. Was it 2019? Was it 2020? Well, I mean, who knew? But everybody was saying, no, this was obvious. And he said then, I don't know. At the time, He was in the midst of the divorce, with his wife, and they were talking about assets and the secreting of assets and the hiding of assets and the misplacement of assets. And how much did you make? You got almost $1 million for part-time work? That is where all of this started. But now he's basically saying, yes, everything that I had denied before, I'm telling you now was correct. So basically, he's validating his own perjury.
Do you regret
that thing? I regret that private matter became the focal point of this very important prosecution.
It wasn't the private matter. That's not the problem. That wasn't the problem. It was your lying about the private matter. That was the problem. The private matter wasn't important. As I say again, that wasn't the basis of a conflict of interest. You and Fanny had no stake in the case by any stretch of the imagination. You absolutely did nothing wrong until you lied about the private matter. That's what you should be worried about.
This is a very important case. I hate that my personal life has begun to overshadow.
It wasn't. Forgive me for repeating myself. Forgive me. This is the delusion of this fellow. It's not your personal life. It's your lying about your personal life.
The true issues in the case.
The relationship created a whirlwind of distraction from the indictment of former President Trump and 18 others for alleged election interference.
Do you know why it, again, this is ABC. Do you know why it created a whirlwind of distraction? Because of the perjury.
Some of whom have taken plea deals while others, including Trump, have pleaded not guilty. Attorneys for some of those defendants argue that Wade and Willis's actions disqualified them from trying the case.
Now, by the way, this may seem like a bit of a trifle. They all pled not guilty. Some withdrew their plea of not guilty and entered a plea of guilty in some kind of a plea agreement. Trump merely maintained his not guilty plea. Trump didn't enter a plea of not guilty, and they didn't. Everybody entered not guilty at first. And then those who decided to bail, they withdrew the not guilty and entered a plea of guilty.
Filing a motion against the prosecutors and revealing the romance to the public.
A Washington Post columnist wrote, "What were they thinking? How could two seasoned attorneys embroiled in the prosecution of a former president start a romance and not see this trouble coming a mile away?" And so what were you thinking in that moment?
Again, you don't plan to develop feelings.
You see what he's doing? This is the thing. He's taking this and he's answering questions from the viewpoint of a love-torn, a smitten man who fell for a woman, a workplace romance. They didn't know any better. These things happen. You don't... Missing the point again. The issue is not how two people fall in love. It's how you, in the most important case in the world, with everybody from Terrence Bradley, everybody knew this. Anybody would have said, we have to do something either to go on the record and make sure people know about this or distance ourselves or do something. The focus of this is from the romantic, the Lothario, the Don Juan, you know, two people in love, leave us alone, star-crossed lovers. Again, missing the point, either deliberately, which is additional perjury, even though he's not under oath, or he's just stupid.
You don't plan to fall in love. You don't plan to have some relationship in the workplace, that you don't set out to do that and
fall in love. Now, meanwhile, you know that his wife's divorce lawyer. Everybody is saying he's saying he fell in love. Then they're going to go back and they're going to retrace and relook it. And by the way, changing deposition or interrogations or interrogatory pleadings, references and the like. I mean, he is up to his neck in this. And you think he would just go away and, you know, wait for another day. But oh, no, not Nathan.
Those things develop organically. They develop over time. And the minute we had that sobering moment, we discontinued. Workplace.
Unbelievable. You see, this is the part. This is the part where I think to myself, mere corruption is bad enough. And this isn't really corruption. But sometimes it's the stupid corruption that's bad. It's the stupid part. That's the part that scares me. This is the greatest thing, by the way, for President Trump. This is you could not ask for anything. This is also, by the way, who instead of having his initials on his barrel cuff monogram, he has Wade. I'm sorry. It's a personal thing. It's the sartorial police speaking up. Sorry about that. This is an example of a man, along with Fanny, who just don't get it. They literally, actually, maybe because of some kind of a learning disability or some type of cognitive preclusion, they cannot understand what they've done. And it's all become personal. Nobody is questioning how people fall in love. The question is, why would you lie about something? Number one, you didn't have to lie about it. And why did you persist with the lie? And how can you possibly think now that what you're saying right now is a validation of your prior lies and a validation and an endorsement of the notion that you committed perjury? That's the issue. And that's why you should comment as you see fit.